Whether at the bar with superstars or cruising in a trooper car, I really don't care who you are. All I really need is a friend.
You got a friend in me.
But you say he's just a friend.
Talking about friends. Always be
friends. How many of us have them? Friends.
All right, people. Episode 2. Rain Man and Friends. This is a very special episode. There's only been two of them, but this is extra special, all right? This is the guy I'm talking to. I'm not even going to say interview. This is the guy that I'm just shooting the shit with for an hour that you're about to listen to. He's the one that got me started doing podcasting, all right? When I try to talk myself out of it, he talked me into it. He walked me through uploading everything, everything. This is the man right here, Michael, a.k.a. on Twitter, at I Love Tater Tots, all right? This is the fucking guy right here, okay? He's a host of two podcasts, Tater Thoughts and Music Lives. You don't even have to search for it. Why? It's all in the description, all right? I got the link to his Twitter, link on iTunes, Podomatic. I took care of all of that. I don't even want to keep talking anymore. I want to get right into this because I love this episode. I love how it turned out. I love all the dumb shit we talk about, and it's just great, all right? First off, let me just tell you right now, this podcast is fueled by drugs and alcohol, okay? So, viewer discretion or listener discretion is strongly advised, so just sit back, enjoy it. If you hear like this weird sound that sounds like a burp, it's me. I'm burping. I'm soaring. Jesus Christ. I'm sober right now. I'm sorry. But while recording, I was drinking. I thought I kept the mic away from my mouth when I did burp. I didn't do a good job of that. I apologize for like the 3 or 4 times you might hear it, okay? You might not. I don't know. We'll see. But sit back. Enjoy. It's going to be a ride. We start the podcast. I'm just letting him know that after I record, I edit little parts and pieces here and there. So if there's anything you don't want me to have up, you want me to take something out or, something you don't want people to hear, just let me know. And he basically just gives me the perfect answer that you want to hear when recording a podcast. So here we go. Me and I Love Tater Tots. Let's get it started.
Better, dude. Actually, the only people I'm... No, fuck it. Record. I don't give a fuck, dude. I really do not give a fuck. I don't... Who am I trying to hide this from? Like...
Obama.
Oh. Yeah, well, he doesn't count. I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of puppets.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Get real talk. No, no.
You're fucking real right now.
No. But.
What?
Yeah. I forgot what the fuck I was talking about.
What's going on, man?
Oh, dude, just enjoying living in my new place.
Nice. I like the setup.
Yeah.
He has the fucking mic set up. Jesus Christ.
Well, actually, eventually, I'm going to move it into.
Cheers.
A different corner. Yes, cheers. Well, actually, I do have a beer.
I just had to make a drink.
But there's a perfect little corner that I'm staring at right now. I just need to get a couple tables set up, which will give me better lighting.
All right.
And I will get a little desktop microphone stand for it. Have like a nice little podcast studio set up. Which just seeing that every day is going to make me, like when I walk in, that's one of the first things I'm going to see. So it's going to make me want to podcast more. Just actually one thing I set it up for is when I set my microphone up, basically so it's in my way every day that I leave and when I come home.
It's a nice strategy.
So that way I'm seeing it. It's all set up. Like everything's already like ready to plug in. Except for I had like, right before you'd called me, sitting there, like, I thought I had everything set up. I'm like, oh, I should probably do, like, a quick little mic check, see how the audio levels are on the mixer when I talk. I'm talking, I'm like, what the fuck? There's, like, nothing happening. Like, is my mixer fucked up? No. I'm just way too high and did not realize that it wasn't fucking plugged in to the back of the mixer.
I think it happens to the best of us.
I'm, like, looking. I look back. I'm like, oh, it's plugged into the wall. Follow the cord and see it gets lost right underneath my, I guess my living room pillow. My recliner pillow.
So here, Michael's telling me about, you know, his new apartment. He just moved in. You know, young guy, has a place to himself. So he's just telling me some of the benefits of living by yourself. And by benefits, I mean just mass quantities of marijuana.
Exactly, dude. It's actually, no, like, living alone is so fucking nice, man. God damn it. It's so goddamn nice because not just, like, the weed smoking thing. Like, that was actually one of the last things I was worried about. Because my parents both knew, like, when I lived with my parents, they both knew I smoked weed. They could smell it every now and then because I eventually got lazy and stopped crawling out on the roof
like,
and
I'm
would
not
just
gonna get the fuck the Febreze.
Yeah, like
that tonight.
Well, not just that. Like, actually, most of the time I'd crawl out on the roof and then I'd close the window pretty much all the way down, just enough so I could fit my fingers under there, lift it up, and go back in. Well, eventually I stopped giving a fuck because I knew they knew. And they gave up on trying to get me to quit. Like. Well, I wouldn't say years ago, but maybe a year ago. So, yeah, just fucking sit there and fucking, I'd at least blow it out the window so the whole house didn't, like, just reek of it like my apartment does. Because, dude, I left, I smoked a bowl, left to go out to my car to go on the date I went on tonight. And forgot my cell phone, so I ran back up here, walked into my apartment, and was like, holy shit.
And it just smelled like fucking
oh, my dogs. God. Because, well, like I was saying, like, that's what I was saying. I'd gotten that homegrown for $60 for a half ounce from a true caretaker.
All right.
So I am legal in the state of California. You can come check me if you'd like. But man, it was good. Like it, but shit that I'm getting now at the dispensary is off the
you're used to that fucking
dude.
Space age shit.
I'm used to something that I take maybe a couple of hits off of and I'm fucking toast. I smoked more than. Like, that, before we played Grand Theft Auto that day, I'd probably smoked at least an eighth. And I still didn't feel like I get way higher off this. And I also got some wax, that tastes like sherbet.
I never tried that wax shit. I don't know nothing about that.
Well, I got a little, vapor pen.
See, I don't have the luxury like you people.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean, you people? How dare you, sir?
You know.
How fucking dare you? Is this what you brought me on for?
Yeah, this is fucking a race war.
Yeah, I was just going to say, race war!
Secretly, I switched the format. It's all race-driven.
Do you feel like there is a race war out there?
No, it's just assholes.
Like I
look at the cop problem, like, it's just assholes with power. Like, you see it, like, I used to work at fucking Walmart. Like, there'll be, like, you know, someone who would be, like, a department manager. And she'd treat that shit like she was the fucking mayor. Like, calm down, bitch. It's not that serious, you know?
Well,
abuse of power, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like, in my job, like, I've gotten more power. On this job more than any job. And, well, I probably have had somewhat of this power, but I've never had to run other people.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've strived to do is never let myself get overtaken with that power. Because, like I've explained to every single person on that job, like when my dad was gone, we're on break one day, and I was like, hey, I just want every one of you to know that how I feel about this is we are all equals on this job. No matter how much experience you have or not, we are all equals. You are never better than the person below you or above you. And the person above you is no better than you. So let's work together and fucking actually get this shit done and not give a fuck about how many years of experience you have or what you may or may not know. Because I've worked with guys that you go up and you ask them a question and they treat you like you're retarded. Like, I'm using retarded as in the Down syndrome way, like you are. And they explain it to you like you're an idiot. And you're like, no.
I don't know how to fucking do that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, you don't have – and you don't have to fucking down talk me. As a 26-year-old who works for his dad's company – in the construction business, your balls are busted probably harder than anybody else's. Because everybody thinks that you are just handed things.
That's so funny.
It's far from...
I almost relate to you in this weird way about that. Like, my father worked at the same school like I went to from like first to fifth grade. Oh, God, it fucking sucked.
So, yeah, everybody thought, you're getting good grades because...
Yeah, dude, it was the complete opposite. I was just such a fucking daydreamer. I was just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. No, like, and... Dude, I remember growing up, this is how fucking, like... Mm. I guess you don't realize how cruel you are as a kid. Because, like, I realized how cruel kids were to me. When I grew up.
Fucking evil fucks.
But then I also remember how cruel I probably was. But also I've learned from that. And there's some people that just don't learn from that mistake and are cruel ass motherfucking cunts their whole life.
Pieces of shit loser fucks.
Yeah. But like, you look back, I got made fun of. No joke, because my dad was successful.
Wow. How do you do that? You gotta be skilled to insult someone.
Oh, you
successful,
dude.
Oh,
as
yeah, you got
kidding.
Fucking money, huh? Yeah.
Oh, cat, don't you dare!
Oh, my bad. Yeah, the fucking cat.
So
right
good.
There.
But no. The co-host of the Rain Man podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sir Francis Drake. He's here. He's chilling. Just laid out.
What the fuck was I talking about?
You're talking about, fuck.
Somebody out there is, like, screaming at us right now.
I know, I'm sorry. I was paying attention, but he threw me off. And I'm drinking, have my cup of tequila right here.
And
fuck.
And pot, and, yeah.
Nah. Yeah, yeah, and various other drugs, Red Bull.
Fucking cat.
My cat, beef patties. Damn it. This is a train wreck. I'm a horrible host.
Brother, I've taught you well.
Oh, shit.
This thing, though, is like when we talk, it's always a conversation, so...
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's never like a...
There was something about abuse of power, and,
Okay, so, yeah, I talked about how...
You know, how you abuse your power at work.
I don't want to...
Getting teased at as a kid for your father being successful. Mm-hmm. Boom. Look at that. I dug deep into my subconscious.
Oh, I figured it out. So, yeah, as a kid, growing up, I got made fun of because my dad was successful. And how people put it was they said I was spoiled. I didn't earn anything. I'm fucking 12 years old, you jackass. I'm not legally allowed to have a job. As soon as I was legally allowed to have a job, guess what, motherfuckers, I got the job.
You haven't earned anything.
Even people in, like, My family. I remember when I first bought my car, 2012. Well, end of two, no, it was 2011, that the day after Christmas, I bought my fucking car. Bought it brand new, posted pictures of it on Facebook back when I thought Facebook was the tits. I can't believe I just used that phrase, the tits. That is one of my least favorite things to say. Might as well be. Yes, I. When people, it's tits.
What? Yeah, that's weird. That is a word that I don't. It's kind of yeah. Now that you said that,
it's two pieces of fat that hang off a woman's front. Oh, what?
Like, I don't want to call them that either.
No, because the proper word. Boobs are really nice, but boobs. I would never say something is a tits. Like, even though I just did. And I'm contradicting myself completely right now. At least I'm calling myself on it. Yeah. Out on it. I blame it on the marijuana. And
how dare you.
The...
You fucking Nancy Grace. You yes. Fucking...
Is pot to blame? Dude, oh my God. That fucking... I watched once...
That okay. 2 Chainz interview was brilliant. Go ahead.
2 Chainz. As a rapper, do I respect him? Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
But that shit, he killed that as a comedian, as a, like...
As a character that as he a plays. Because exactly. She got confused. She confused. She thought, you know, all that, the clips and the lyrics that she showed, like, you know, like she contradicted herself. Like, I know that's not really you. And he's like, yeah, bitch, no shit. That's not me. It's a fucking character.
You were saying you fuck... or smoke Cali trees while fucking Cali hoes.
Yeah, you're Cali.
Like you just.
Don't you love when someone starts a sentence, no disrespect, and then continues to be disrespectful? Well, my guest here is telling me about beautiful Southern California, some of the sights, some of the weed. And he even tells me a bit about some of the ladies out there.
Out to Cali once. And it was fucking beautiful.
It is. Well, where did you come out to in Cali?
I don't remember. It was for my cousin's wedding.
Northern, Southern California? Like L.A. area? Sacramento?
If I had a guess, I'd say Sacramento.
So your northern area.
I guess. I don't know.
If you said it's beautiful, you're probably in Northern California. Cause no offense to people that live in Southern California, because there are some beautiful places in Southern California, but they are hard to fucking find because they are so overtaken. Like, honestly, like, I like California. The weather is beautiful. The women are beautiful. Like, the weed is beautiful.
Dude, yeah, I could attest to that.
But it's expensive as fuck to live here. The same women that are beautiful, a lot of them are very stuck up unless they are transplanted from somewhere else.
So what you're saying is all women out there are transplanted whores. Is that what you're saying?
No, like the transplanted. The trans.
That was a little too much.
The people, yeah. People that have... No, I'm saying the girls from California, most of the girls that are straight up from California, born and raised, they are the whores.
Okay.
Can't believe I just said that. Oh, shit. Because it's the fucking truth. Anyways, the girls that are not from California that came here from Alaska, Illinois, Oregon, California. Yeah, came from California to California. What the fuck? Washington, Idaho, Georgia, wherever the fuck.
Oh my God.
They are less likely to be the whores. It's the Cali girls that have grown up in this, what, in that fucking Katy Perry song.
Oh. So you're blaming her.
No, the only thing I will ever blame Katy Perry for is mini boners.
Beautiful. She's a nice gal.
She seems like she would be... Now, she seems like she would be super annoying, but I'm baking off her super annoying music.
They just probably have to deal with the music.
But then again, like, I also look at a lot of these artists in the mainstream, and I'm like, okay, are they really what they are in their music? Or, like, but then again, I think a lot of these artists start to believe what they say in their songs, and they think that's actually how they live.
Yeah, it happens. You see it all the time in the news.
Well, especially with the young, younger kids. Those are the ones that like, I would, even if my kid was super talented singer, I'd be like, yo, you gotta wait till you're 18. Like, wait till I don't get blamed for it.
Before my guest was available to record a podcast, he had just got in from a date, you know? Just had a nice date with a lady. And, we get into a little detail about that. But before we even get into that, we both share our love for the show Boy Meets World. Or more importantly, the character Topanga.
And actually, it was funny. I was watching, I'll ask you, did you watch Boy Meets World back in the day?
Yes, sir.
Or was that just not your thing?
Topanga was the hottest bitch on the planet. For a whole year.
She was, man. She had... She was the original thick white girl, man.
She was.
She was original white girl booty, man. She was the original girl that had, like, the curves. She, like, for real, she was the original, like... She was the girl that got me interested in girls with, like, a body, I guess. Not, like, skinny ass fucking meat. Chick.
That's some fucking meat on them.
Dude, that's the thing that kind of stuck tonight is the first time meeting a chick. She was still wearing her work clothes, but what?
I said, yeah, can we get into that? You just got off of a hot fucking date.
So, I met up. Actually, we weren't supposed to meet up until tomorrow. We had met on the... worst app in the world.
What app is that?
Tinder.
Motherfucker, you see? I'm using it wrong.
This chick already told me, like, she's like, I... Because, like, for real, I... When I
what is that? You said she's basically... And you were just like, I'm like, wait, what?
All right, so when I... went into this, like, I'm looking for a relationship. Like, I am. I'm fucking ready to fucking make that next step. I am. I'm fucking tired of farting around. But she straight up told me, like, she was just like, I saw you wanted a relationship, but, you know, I'm probably moving back to, she's from Illinois. She's like, hey.
Hang out, party. Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, fuck it. I want to meet you anyway. Like, let's hang out. Let's at least, like, in a fucking strange fucking way, in my creepy-ass mind, I think I may be, like, she's fucking hot. And I'm just like, and that's not the only reason why I'm dating her.
Topanga.
She's got 2 degrees.
Right.
Like, okay. College degrees.
He didn't even talk about the looks. He said, listen, motherfucker, yeah, 2 degrees. All right,
but let's go back. Okay, we'll go back to the look. Hot as fuck and has got a fucking, like, from what I saw, she's got a fucking banging
booty.
Like, she has curves to her. I dated a chick for 2 fucking years that when I first started dating her, we talked about this before on my podcast, but, for the first 2 years of me dating this, or for the first year of me dating this chick, she probably had the best body I'd ever seen in my life. Naked. Last year we dated, she probably had the grossest body I'd ever seen. I know that sounds really fucking cruel, but for those of you that never listen to my podcast and are just fans of Rain Man over here, which I completely understand, he's a much better man than I am.
You caught the vapors. All right, what happened?
Well, we had a good time. We had drinks. We she accepted another date. So hopefully, like, no joke, hopefully, like, I'm going into this completely.
I say just enjoy it.
In a different mind, like, since she brought it up. Well, exactly, like, since she brought it up off the bat that she may be moving, I'm just going to, like, yeah, I'm going into it completely open-minded. Like, and I told her now, I'm like, I'm totally down with just being fucking friends, like, just being cool, like, but I'm, oh, shit, I saw something.
You thought you saw something?
No, I just thought of something.
Oh,
I told her I was going to give her a link to this podcast, but I don't think that's going to happen. No!
Well, I mean, let's think back. What did you say? Nothing. You said she's hot as fuck. And,
no, but she's successful. I haven't said anything bad.
So you complimented her this whole time. What's the big fucking deal?
Hello.
So, yeah, what the fuck? Oh, shit.
No, but I also said that I hope that I can change her mind about leaving.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like,
I got you. I see you there.
I knew there was something that fucking made me think of that. I knew it. It really is fucking awesome because I wake up in the morning and sometimes, yeah, it gets a little bit lonely, but like for 99 or I'd say 95% of the time, it's just like, hey, I have nobody to answer to. Oh, there's a mess. Oh, I don't have to. Nobody's yelling at me to pick it up. If anybody's yelling at me to pick it up, it's myself. Nobody fucking eats my food. Like, I go buy groceries, and guess who eats it? Myself.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Like, yeah. There's so many fucking... There's a lot of positives. There's a lot of... Like, right now, like, I don't have to worry about waking somebody up. I'm fucking podcasting, like, in my fucking living room. Not my bedroom, fucking all tucked away, trying to talk a little bit quiet, because... Trying to not wake people up. Yeah,
it is always nice. I remember when I had my first little studio apartment. Oh, good times. I was such a fucking whore. Oh, jeez. Oh, I was like, what, 22?
Yeah, 23? That's always me.
Just a whore bag.
Well, that's always a nice thing, too, is like, you definitely get a lot more dates when you don't live with your parents. It's very hard. Or you also get a... Yeah, when you don't live with people, it tends to impress the ladies. And when you make a fucking mean tater tot casserole.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're one of those cookers, huh?
Oh, I can fucking cook.
So you got that in the bag, too.
I can cook. I just... hate to. Like, it's not something I enjoy. And that's my plan. That's actually what I really... Actually, that's what I need to put in my Tinder profile. That's all I'm going to put from now on, is I'm looking for a cook.
That's not bad.
Get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. And I'm going to spell sandwich like that. S-A-M-M-I-C-H.
Go right ahead. Yes, you gotta be able to make a ham sandwich. I've always said that since fucking Jump Street. That chick better know how to make a fucking ham sandwich. I've had some shitty ham sandwiches in my day, and I've had some amazing fucking ones.
Why you out there finger popping each other's assholes? You finger popping each other's assholes.
I'm not popping anyone's asshole. I'm just asking for a sandwich. How dare you?
21 and 22 Jump Street. I enjoyed both of those movies just because they make fun of themselves so much.
You know what? I've never seen them.
What?
What? I know, man.
21 Jump Street is definitely worth seeing, I, in my opinion. I find it very hilarious. I was actually very skeptical at first because Channing Tatum in a comedy, but he fucking does a fucking excellent job. And no, I think that. Well, I'm a big. Never mind. I was gonna say I'm a big. See, I can't think of his name, so how can I say I'm a big fan of his?
I can't think of his fucking name either. The fucking fact.
I'm a big fan of that fat dude from Superbad.
No, Superbad.
God damn it.
You're a fucking fan of Jonah Hill?
Oh, Jesus Christ, yes.
So I've always been fascinated with DMT. And since I had my good friend on here, I just asked him quickly, just describe the feeling of it. You know, what does it feel like? What happens afterwards? And we even get into the meaning of the universe. Or more importantly, what you should do if someone tells you they know the meaning of the whole universe.
I was in a different fucking land. I was not here. I was not in this universe. Mentally. Physically, I was just in a chair.
Fucking A, man. That's fucking wild.
Yeah, that's kind of a fucking weird way to put it. Mentally, I was somewhere else. Physically, I was in a chair. I was in a completely different fucking land.
You're in another plane of existence. And
it was... Yeah. Yeah, I was on a different wavelength, like, just like everything. The whole universe changed around me for 5 minutes.
And that sounds like a lot of fun.
That was literally like somebody unplugged me for a week. Like, and then all the all the fucking updates, like, came in at once. I'm just like, whoa, like, what the fuck just happened?
Like, fucking hey, man.
Yeah. Fun times, man.
Yeah, we're going to get that deep. So what's the meaning of the universe?
Oh, I have no fucking clue. I ain't that smart, dude.
Like, while we're at it.
I'm not that smart, and I'm not that ignorant to even answer that question. Like, fuck that, man.
That's good. You should always, I think you should always trust someone that has to, like, stop and think about that question. You'd probably have to worry about that one person that's like, oh, well, simply, that's just, go fuck yourself. Just stop him right there. If someone ever does that, just, okay, stop.
Dude, if I would have actually tried to answer that question, you could have hung up on me, and I would have fucking stared at him and like, good for him. Because if anybody knows, and, cares to actually want to try to explain it to me and explain to me why they think that is the way it is and explain to me why they think they are absolutely 100% correct, you can hit me up on Twitter at I Love Tater Tots. And Tater is spelled incorrectly. T-A-T-O-R. Sons of bitches.
You know the meaning of the universe? Is that it?
Yeah, if you know the meaning of the universe,
is that please even a question?
Hit me up, and I'd actually love to have you on my podcast as well because I, hey, I'd love to make fun of you for at least an hour.
It's just the universe, man. It's not that
It's not that big. It's not that big. If anybody thinks they have a slight idea of what the fuck is going on, they're insane. That's the true insanity right there.
I do tell. As I take another shot.
Yeah,
no shit. Sure. Carry on.
As I take another hit.
As you could tell from the last 3 seconds of that clip, we're starting to feel pretty good right about now. between the bong rips and the shots of tequila, this is when we start getting to have a stop talking about the universe, and we just get into just, you know, completely just silly shit.
The last trick I was dating, I had bought a bottle of Patron.
Oh, look at you.
For her.
Huh? Popping bottles, huh?
And, well, let's just say that bottle of Patron was drank by me.
Are you a fucking rapper now, huh?
And a middle finger was thrown up at her. Well, not really. No middle finger was thrown up at her. But I'm hoping to maybe throw
my bottle at her?
My middle leg.
Oh, okay.
Back inside of her one day. But anyways.
Wow. Man, you were so romantic not too long ago.
What happened? Know your motives at the beginning. Ladies.
I know, you just switched it real quick, kid. He said, wait a minute, let me go into suave motherfucker mode right quick.
Ladies, if you're listening right now, if you are interested in dating Maine and you live in the Northern
California...
Wait a
minute, this isn't a fucking...
I'm just kidding.
It's a hotline. The fuck is this?
Hey, just remember, 2015... Tater's gonna tate, son.
Oh, shit.
Tater's gonna tate all over your tates.
Oh, come on, you see? You were so smooth and romantic earlier. Now you're just like, fuck it, just skeet, 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 skeet,
skeet, skeet, skeet, skeet, skeet, skeet, skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Skeet. Oh, the yin-yang twins. Not even get the fuck at once. At one point did the yin-yang twins not mention that it's actually yin-yang. Like,
do you really think that's the last thing they were fucking thinking about, bro?
Like, that's all they're
thinking. Seriously, like, think about that. Like, that's actually a lyric. Like, that's written down.
See, they were smart. They came out with a couple hot songs, and
yeah, hopefully
they saved their money.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but...
I think that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, just make one.
Unless,
hot
I mean,
song
if you're,
bank on
if you're in it just for the quick money, if you're in it just for the quick single,
dip set. Yeah.
Oh shit,
dip set.
Cam'ron is my ultimate guilty pleasure. I just think he just
dude,
is
Cam'ron,
ridiculous. Shit.
Dude, the whole dip set crew is my guilty pleasure. Honestly, as somebody that is a underground hip hop fanatic for the pure fact because it has meanings to it. Cam'ron and Joel Santana and, the Dipset.
Jim Jones.
Yeah. Jim Jones. Like, that whole crew is just, I dig them, man.
They're just
because,
having fun, I think. They're just
yeah,
like, fuck it.
Because they'll admit they're having fun. Ballin', every time ballin' would be, they'd be like, they do me. Like that, and I'd just be
yeah.
like, you guys realize?
I used to do that in the club.
Dude, it was funny because one day, yeah, when they did that, I was like, you guys realize you're just doing, like, the little gay hand symbol just a little bit higher, so that just means you're a little bit gayer.
First you started a race war, now you're, like, gay bashing.
Yeah, dude, I'm here to surf up on the Rain Man podcast. Your shit is not controversial enough. I'm here to change that around.
Oh, man. I don't need your fucking hate speech. Where's Dave? I heard Dave Chappelle's like, jack the fuck up.
Oh, you haven't... Yeah, no, he's actually doing comedy again. He's been doing it for... Oh. He was in Portland a week before I went and saw Christina Pajitsky. I was the cab driver.
I love her.
The cab driver that was taking me to her show. Said, oh, yeah, Dave Chappelle was here, like, a couple days ago. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? She's like, no, yeah, I went and saw him. I got free tickets. I'm like,
oh, sure.
What? It's like, how did I not know about this? Like, How dare, like, the internet fail me on that?
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Hey, when I go out there, man, I want to go to a comedy show.
Well, fuck. There's some... Well, if you come to Northern California, what we'd like you'd have to go out to, like, San Francisco.
I want to go somewhere. I don't give a fuck.
There's a couple good comedy clubs in Sacramento, but...
I never been to one.
Good comedians, or at least comedians that I think we would enjoy, or you would enjoy. They don't, like, it's very rare.
I want to do that, but I want to experience, like, the creepers at, like, 3 in the morning.
Like the, see, that's the thing is, like, here, like, in Northern California, like, if you go to, like, the Comedy Store and stuff in Southern California, you're going to get that. Here, you don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have, the Comedy Stores, like, around here are more like, you're going to see a headliner, and the headliner will do a, like, a 7:30 show and, like, a 10 o'clock show. And then once that second show's out, they're done.
Oh, okay.
But, like, if you go to, like, the Pasadena Ice House or the Comedy Store, those are more the old-school comedy clubs that are open till,
okay.
You know, that, yeah, the Comedy Store is where you're going to see, like, the, like, Don Barris and those guys. Cool. You're not going to get that up here.
Michael's in the electrical business, so where he's usually at, you know, most of his business happens at, like, old folks' homes, retirement homes, you know, that's what usually needs the most work, and right now he basically just vents just his frustrations with certain old people on the road and driving around them and driving on the highways, and we actually come up with a way to eliminate all old people off of the road. Not eliminate as in complete, you know, we fucking get rid of them, but no more old people on the road. And here's the idea right here.
Like, a lot of the places around there are retirement areas, and especially since that's what we work on, like, that's what we build, you know, that's what we do the electrical work on is retirement homes. You're in retirement communities a lot of the time, so okay, it's really fucking hot outside. And you're just trying to get home after a long-ass day of work, and you're driving behind a 90-year-old person that probably shouldn't be driving a car going 5 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone, and you're just like, okay, I understand you're old, but...
I'm just thinking about it now. That area must have some really good drugs, though.
This is what I'm getting to right here. I do believe, and I know a lot of people would disagree with me on this.
Uh-oh.
But every...
Black person.
10 years. No. Every Asian person. No. Every 10 years, I think we should have to take a driver's test. No joke. I think we should have to retake it.
Yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's certain people who
forget. As an electrician, I have to take continued education for the rest of my career. I have to take one class every, like, 3 years. I have to take, okay, because I have to continue to learn. When you're on the road, okay, rules change. Not everybody knows about that. There are certain people that should not be on the road, period. I also do believe that people past a certain age should not have a driver's license. But I also think that to make up for that, there should be a car service for the elderly at all times to take them places free of charge. Because there are certain old people on the freeway, they're going to cause a fucking wreck. They're in the fast lane going 40. Anywhere in California where the speed limit is 65, which means everybody's going 80.
Yeah.
And you're cruising at 40 in the fast lane. Somebody's going to come up behind you and not be going to be able to stop in time.
So at what age? What age? Just go ahead. Like, what age do you just need to, like, stop driving? Because they all function different, you know, differently, you know.
I think it's different for everybody. That's why I'm saying every 10 years you should, or 5-10 years you should be.
I think I'm cool with 10 years.
But what?
So I'm cool with 10 years.
Every 10 years, yeah. Every 10 years you should have to take a driver's test. Even if it's just like a basic, like, 10-question one, like a simple down version, but some of the more important questions, like, or how about this? A person from the DMV goes out on a ride with you for 5-10 minutes every 10 years. Because I guarantee you, that would cut down on so many accidents, and I know this is a really weird conversation to, like, probably, like, end this fucking podcast, because I probably should go to bed here soon. But
you let me know when you're ready to go.
I know Joe believes that if people had to take at least the driver's portion of the test, even that, fuck the rules, because nobody pays attention to the rules anyway. Outside of red means stop, green means go, yellow means...
Yeah, you basically try not to hit anybody. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
That's the day.
If you
don't go too fast, don't kill anyone.
Yeah. If you actually had to take a driver's test with somebody from the DMV every 10 years, from the moment you got your license, I guarantee you probably the age would probably be 60, 66. Seeing if you got your license at 16. That's 50 years of driving. I think that's enough. It's like...
Yeah, okay, you got a point.
But like I said, if you were to do that, you have to come up with a way to get the elderly from one place to another.
You could do that. That's a job right there.
Car service, but you cannot charge the customer. You cannot charge. Well, I guess you'd have to charge them, but you'd have to charge them in a way where it'd be around the same cost of them driving. Like, okay, say they had to pay the gas.
Yeah. Like a monthly fee or some shit. You just take it into one spot. You take it into Walmart to get their fucking cat food, and you're bringing it back home.
Yeah. But, well, no, you...
There you go. Problem solved. We just solved that problem. Amazing.
But you also need a way, like, say they want to go visit, like...
Then we do that, too. That's just a different plan, you know?
Yeah. Yep, boom. Boom. Okay, people that are 66... Okay, once you get your senior citizen, like, discount, you're done driving. You get your senior... Okay, that's your choice right there. That's how you break it down. You give them a choice. You can either have a senior citizen discount everywhere you go, or you can have a driver's license. Boom, motherfuckers, there's your choice. When I'm that old, I'm going to listen back to this podcast right now and say, fuck you, young man.
Like you just said, boom, that's your choice. You have no choice. Take it, old people. Well, anything you want to plug before we head on out of here?
Well, I plan on doing a Music Lives podcast in the next couple of days.
Well,
look okay. out for that. Or you can follow me on Twitter at I Love Tater Tots. Again, it's... Tater is spelled T-A-T-O-R. That's the only thing. It's all one word. And same on Instagram. If you want to see pictures of me pooping, or other hilarious pictures, you can follow me on Vine if people still do that. Again, at I Love Tater Tots. And you can also listen to my podcast at taterthoughts.podomatic.com or search for it at on iTunes or Stitcher and just search for Tater Thoughts.
That was fucking beautiful. He's a pro at it.
I've been planning that for a really long time.
Yeah, that's my teacher right here, folks.
I've been rehearsing.
Alright, that is episode 2 of Rayman and Friends. Alright? You heard the plugs, you heard the promo right there, right? Follow him on Twitter. Subscribe to his podcast. Like I said, it's all in the description, alright? So just click on that stuff, and you will be good to go. Thanks to my guest once again, Taters. I love you, brother. Thank you so much. It was so much fun. And before I go, the podcast is not over yet. Before I go, I leave you with a clip. This was after we finished podcasting, alright? We were done recording, and we were just talking about, you know, what we thought about the podcast that we just did, and I thought that I had stopped recording, and by the glory of the podcast gods, my computer was still recording, and he got this very, very just hilarious moment at the very end. So thanks again for listening. Enjoy. More to come. Rain Man Podcast every Tuesday. Rain Man and Friends once a month. I don't have a set date for it, all right? But, all right, sit back, listen, and enjoy this clip. Thanks. Appreciate it, good sir.
Yes, man. That was... See, this is when podcasts are beautiful. When they're organic.
Orgasmic.
Organic and orgasmic. And... I'm pretty sure... Cheers, brother. I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of people just skidded all over in their panties.
On their skivvies.
I'm pretty sure they all pooped all inside.
Oh, okay. just keep going. Bodily functions or...
I am pretty sure everybody's bodily functions just... Everybody lost their bodily functions. Like, everything they could do at once, they just did. They came, they crapped, they pissed, they puked. They
Dude, you can't say that to me because my imagination is great. So it's just like I'm visioning this right now.
Oh, trust me, I am too. And I find it fucking hilarious.
I see this person just running around like, fuck!
I don't know what to fucking do! Where do I go? Like, where would you go? Like
he's throwing up, snot's coming out of his nose, he's pissing his shit.
I think I'm just sweating. I'd probably just fucking just go crawl into the bath. Like, but if you had no bathtub, you'd be fucked. You'd be fucked.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. My fucking stomach's hurting.
I've got to pee so bad. This is not helping.
Oh, fuck.
Always a fucking great time, brother. Always a great time.
Always a good time, my friend. Dude, till next time, man.
Yes. Till next time. Have a good night, man.
All right, man. Later.
Peace.